Summoners, and welcome to Phaology, the study of Fire Emblem Heroes. This is Grepine, and I'll be your Phaologist today. So, just going to be me today, but we're going to be going over the November to December calendar analysis today. So, I'm going to talk about some predictions that I have upcoming for November through December as far as heroes that are expected to show up on banners, and I'll just go over the other events that we know about from in-game announcements. And so first off, I just wanted to start off by going over last month's predictions, since Phil and I both gave our predictions for the heroes we thought would show up on banners this month. Phil got the Mage Erica correct on Ephraim and Murr's Bound Hero Battle, so nice job to him for that. And I was correct about Kaze showing up on the Smoke Skills banner instead of Brave Lin, so I got one up on Phil there. But I gotta say, I gotta give some credit to Phil. He did a nice job predicting the Brave Redux banner. Not just that there would be a Farfetch'd Heroes 2 banner this year, but he actually got three out of the four units correct, and he talked about them being on the banner, so that's pretty awesome. So congratulations, Phil, for that prediction, and nice job. And then as far as the legendary hero goes, you know that I was predicting an Almtoberfest, and unfortunately Alm was not the legendary hero last month, but you know, I got to give credit to Phil again, because he chose Erica as one of the legendary heroes on his fantasy team, and he was correct. So nice job there, Phil. You got the first point between the two of us, and we'll see what happens again this month. So let's take a look at the banners that are upcoming. And first, I'll start off and say that Phil and I both put our thoughts down about banners with Corrin and Female Kana. But that banner's already been released. So I'll say that Phil thought the third unit on that banner was going to be Azura, the Blue Lance version of her. And my prediction was that we would see Shigure. So neither of us were correct. And it turns out that we have Silas as the third hero, joining male Corrin, the red sword unit, and female Kana, the green dragon. So on this banner, I'd say ultimately not that good of a banner. It is a three-unit banner, which makes it a little bit easier to pull focus units, but male Corrin is available at 3 and 4 stars, so definitely not a unit I think you'd want to pull for on this banner. And then Silas is available at 4 and 5 stars. And so I think, you know, ultimately not really good for pulling either of those two units unless you really want Silas and missed out on him in his last banner, since he was sharing a focus with Ophelia. Now, female Kana is a 5-star exclusive unit, so I think she's probably the best unit to be pulling for on this banner. But you know, we have female Corrin, the Adrift version of her that just came out, who's also a green dragon. And if you're looking for a really good green infant, Corrin is a bit better than female Kana. They're kind of comparable. They're not too different from each other. So if you do have like a merged female Kana, then not a bad thing to go for a couple more merges on her. But I would say overall that female Corrin is generally, I think, thought of as a little bit better than female Kana. So let's go into the new banners that are actually in the future as opposed to in the past. So the first of which is going to be a new hero banner, which is going to be released according to the calendar on November the 20th Pacific Standard Time. So keep in mind, this is at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you live to the west of the Pacific, either in the Pacific time zone or to the west of it, to the international dateline, then it will be released on the 20th, this banner. However, if you live east of there, and most people in the world do, then for most people, this banner is actually going to be released on the 21st. So this banner is really mostly coming out on Wednesday for most people, and this calendar is definitely going to confuse a lot of people. People are going to be wondering why it's not out on Tuesday at their usual reset time. So I think the first thing to point out about this banner is something that Phil brought up when we were talking about this banner earlier. And the first thing to point out is that it's a 3-week banner. It lasts from the 20th to the 10th. And that is a little bit longer than we usually get new hero banners to last for. So that is a little bit strange. And something else that stands out to me is that our current arena bonus units, they run for 3 weeks this time around. I don't know if you caught that in the in-game notes, but but the current arena bonus units that we have this week are going to run for two more weeks after this one, and they're going to go until December the 3rd. They're going to be the bonus units until then, and then on the 4th we'll finally get new bonus units. So, you know, that means most likely these new heroes that we get in just a couple days on this banner are going to be bonus units starting on December the 4th. So maybe that has something to do with why this banner goes until the 10th. But, you know, it is worth pointing out that the last time we got longer banners like this, we had Brave Heroes, and I think the Moose Bill Generals was also a banner that lasted for like 3 to 4 weeks. So it is worth pointing out that this banner is a little bit longer than we usually get. So not really sure why that is, but Phil is projecting that maybe something will be a little bit different on this banner. Maybe it's something really original, like, you know, like the Moose Bill Generals was. Maybe there's going to be some original units on this banner that we already have in the game, or something else that's going to be a little bit different, since the pattern of how they release banners is definitely going to be a little bit different. So Phil's projection for this banner is that we're going to get something like the Fallen Heroes banner. Not necessarily that, again, but something like that, where it's not like a one particular game that we're getting heroes from, but more so that we're getting heroes across different games that have some sort of theme that are connecting them. So one thing that we know pretty much for sure is that we're not going to be getting Binding Blade or Path of Radiance heroes, since they did make an announcement that, you know, when we'll be getting those heroes next in the game. So it seems very unlikely that we would be getting heroes from those games. We have had a lot of Fates heroes recently and Fates alts, so it would be surprising if we got another Fates banner, but maybe not. So maybe it wouldn't be that surprising, since we do get so many of them. So maybe it's Awakening's turn for another banner, or who knows, we could really go to any game. Maybe Shadows of Valentia maybe gets another banner, so we'll see in a few days. I don't really like making predictions about what new hero banners are going to be, because it's just a complete shot in the dark, and I don't feel like I have any advantage over anyone or anything to be able to make a correct prediction. And I think anyone who says that they have some sort of idea of what it might be, it's really just their own theory that's no more likely to be correct than almost anybody else's, unless they're Intern Coon and they're spoiling the results of the next banner, which is possible. So, but that is not me, so unfortunately I will not be spoiling things for you. So I don't have any strong predictions for that. So let's move into I want to touch on the Grand Hero Battle that we have. We have a Grand Hero Battle in Pacific time again, starting on the 22nd. So for most people on the 23rd, which should be related to these new heroes. So we'll see what that turns out to be. And then there's also a Forging Bonds in, strangely, the Forging Bonds starts on the 27th. So Phil is definitely skeptical and curious about the timing of this Forging Bonds. And it didn't really catch my attention initially, so I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm suspicious of this or not, but so it's possible that the Forging Bonds is delayed to the 27th because, you know, they want to wait for the Grand Hero Battle for a few days after that. But this definitely is later for a Forging Bonds to be, after we get new heroes. So I'm not exactly sure what it is. I think one possibility is they just didn't want it to overlap with other in-game content. Since we have Grand Conquest going to the 27th, then maybe that's why we don't have Forging Bonds starting. But there's another theory too that Phil wanted me to throw out there, so I'll mention that in just a minute. But it's also possible that this is just a completely normal Forging Bonds, that they just didn't want it overlapping with other content, and that there's nothing strange about it. And you know, we used to see that we would get 4-unit banners with Forging Bonds, but last time around with the Brave Redux heroes, we got 3 Brave Redux heroes plus Aversa as the Grand Hero Battle unit, and all 4 of them were the units on Forging Bonds. So I think we can no longer say for sure that a Forging Bonds event is going to be preceded by a 4-unit banner, since Grand Hero Battle units are eligible for these Forging Bonds events. So moving on to the next banner that we have, one that we could potentially predict new heroes, is Heroes with Vantage, which starts on the 23rd Pacific time and the 24th pretty much everywhere else in the world. And so this banner is going to last a little over a week. And I think it's pretty much a given who we are going to have on this banner, because three heroes have already shown up on a Heroes with Vantage banner, and that's Gordon, Longku, and Reinhardt, the Blue Mage Reinhardt. So seems very unlikely that we'll see any of those three heroes that nobody would really want to pull for on a skill banner like this. So instead, and we're not going to be getting Summer Gaius, the only other hero with Vantage that I'm not predicting will be on this banner. So it seems almost certain that we'll be getting Mia, Sword Reinhardt, and Ishtar, the only three units in the game with Vantage. So that means we'll have Mia and Sword Reinhardt sharing a focus. Both pretty good units, actually, but neither of them, like, among the best units. But Sword Reinhardt is one of my favorite cavalry units, especially sword cavalry units to use in the game right now. And Ishtar is a really strong unit, not only as a mage with her Mjolnir Tome, but coming with Odd Attack Wave as a C-slot skill is a strong aspect for maybe you'd want to pull for her. So I think pulling for Ishtar, this is on this banner. Aside from maybe if you pulled for her on the Blue Mage banner, if there were more than one of those Blue Mages that you wanted. By the way, on that banner, I think you had like a 1 in 8 chance of getting a 5-star hero if you pulled on blue based on some simulations that I saw. So yeah, I know that banner's already gone, so nothing you can do about it now. But just wanted to throw out there that when four units share a color focus, it's going to be really hard to snipe for a particular one of those focus units. But if you like more than one of them, you can have a really strong chance to get them, of course. So those are my predictions for this banner. Phil and I talked about it. He has the same predictions. I don't think there is almost any chance that we could be wrong about this unless they either give us a really bad unit or if they break all previous trends and give us a seasonal unit on a skill banner. I don't think either of those things are happening. So I think it's a better banner to be pulling on than like the Bound Hero Battle banner and some of the other banners. I think some like Ishtar is better than Female Kana. Completely different units, but in my opinion, I think she's a stronger unit and valuable for fodder. So shifting over to the Legendary banner, that's going to be another Legendary banner on November the 27th, lasting for about a week, as most Legendary banners do. And, you know, I haven't talked too much about this on the podcast yet, but we know that things seem to be changing in one way or another. Things seem to be changing for Legendary banners going forward. And we know that there, you know, we have four units already that are Legendary heroes that we have confirmed as coming back on this banner. So assuming we are getting a new Legendary hero, and I don't see why we wouldn't, then that means we're going to have two units sharing a color focus. So I think, you know, now I can say with no certainty at all. I can say with for sure, I have no idea what to expect in terms of what color the next Legendary hero will be. Because we have one unit of each color at this point coming back, I have no idea. I think all the things that I was speculating about, that other people were using to inform our opinions about future Legendary heroes, most of it is kind of out the window. And I think the only thing that we think we know based on in-game data is that we're going to be getting another water hero for a second month in a row. So it seems like we'll get another water Legendary hero. But aside from that information, I don't think we really know what color unit it's going to be. And, you know, I haven't really sat down and thought about whether we can glean any more from the information that we have. You know, I don't think we can say exactly what color it's going to be with any certainty. So who knows? It could be a total blank slate at this point for Legendary heroes going forward. And maybe that's why Intelligent Systems wanted to change things up at this point, because people just knew too much about what was coming up, and they want to instill a little bit more uncertainty in people's predictions about what to expect coming up. So I have no idea what to expect, and the draft that Phil and I did, I have no idea if the assumptions that we made when we were drafting were anything close to being correct. So we'll have to see what happens there. I will say that one thing that Phil has mentioned to me that I wanted to bring up here that I was touching on before is that Phil mentioned that having a Forging Bonds event start on the same day as a Legendary banner could mean something. Maybe like Legendary heroes are going to be a part of Forging Bonds. Maybe the new Legendary hero will be a part of it. Personally, I would lean against that theory, but I think it's an interesting theory, one that I hadn't really considered before talking to Phil. So we'll see. It's definitely not outside the realm of possibility. And who knows? We'll see what ends up happening in a couple weeks. So let's take a look at the, I think it's the only other banner that we have that we know of. So I feel like there are fewer banners that have been announced that are coming up. And that would be the Heroes with Ward Skills banner, which is starting on December 1st in Pacific time, the 2nd everywhere else. And, you know, a lot of people were thinking that this was Ward Emblem Skills, but apparently this was poor translation from Japanese to English and maybe other languages as well. I don't really know. But according to what people have been saying on Reddit, it seems like there's no easy way to communicate this. So I guess maybe it's not a poor translation as much as it's just tough to say in a couple words, but it seems like the units on this banner have a common word in Japanese, which is Brave Lin, Brave Ike, and Sigurd in relation to their B-slot skills. So Brave Lin comes with Sakae's Blessing, Brave Ike with Bjork's Blessing, and Sigurd with Crusader's Ward. So obviously the word ward is in Crusader's Ward, but they use blessing, a different word in English, to talk about the other two skills. So apparently that is what this banner refers to. You know, it is nice when people can look at the Japanese text and compare it and to the Japanese skills and see what intelligence systems actually means, because sometimes it can be misleading what we think something is going to end up being. So anyway, I mean, it's worth pointing out that none of those skills are inheritable to other units. So if you're pulling for one of these units, it's either because you want some merges of one of these three units, and they're all pretty decent units. But they also have pretty good skill fodder too that aren't their B-slot skills, of course. So Swift Sparrow, Aether, Steady Breath, and Close Defense are, I think, the only 4 or 5-star exclusive inheritable skills on these units. And of course, they have some other skills that can be valuable as well, like Attack Smoke on Brave Lin or Threaten Defense on Brave Ike. But those are skills that we have at 4-star availability on other units. So I'm assuming this information is correct. You know, none of these units are new and all of them have been on multiple banners. So it doesn't seem like the most interesting of banners, but they're all pretty good units. So if you're looking for extra copies of some of these units, or if you're looking to get them for the first time, if you're a new player, or if somehow you've missed out on them for all this time, then this will definitely be your chance. And let's say this information is incorrect, and you know, I haven't looked into all the Japanese like translations and exactly all of this information, what it means, but if for some reason this information is incorrect and it does mean ward C-slot skill, like emblem skills, then the only 5-star exclusive heroes with ward emblem skills are Minerva, Blue Olwen, and Male Grima. So those would potentially be the most exciting units to be able to put on a banner like this. And I feel like Male Grima would gather the most excitement. Blue Olwen, definitely not. And Minerva, maybe, but not a ton. She has been on some banners, not too many recently, but like, for example, in August when we had the daily banners from last year, she got featured on 3 of those banners. So she has been on banners in the last few months, but anyway, I don't think that's what's going to happen, but I did just want to point out some of the 5-star exclusive ward emblem skills. It doesn't mean they can't put 4-star units on banners like these skill banners. I always have to remind people that that's always a possibility, but it's like assuming 2 things away from what seems like the most likely outcome at this point. So I won't go over like Drog and everybody else with emblem skills, with ward emblem skills. So again, Phil agrees with me with this prediction. It's not even really a prediction so much as just reading what other people have written about this translation. So, and then of course, we always have to keep our mind open to banners that are not presented on the calendar, because it's just a regular thing that Voting Gauntlet banners never get added to calendars for whatever reason, just to keep us in suspense. So we may get 1, we may get 2 Voting Gauntlet banners. We'll just have to see. So the Voting Gauntlet begins on December 3rd. It could have heroes that are featured in the upcoming New Heroes banner. It could have heroes that are featured on the Legendary banner. It could just be one of their wacky themes that intelligence systems like to come up with. And I think sometimes those are the most fun Voting Gauntlets, even if it's like a Blue Mage Gauntlet, where they call it the Thunderer's Gauntlet, and not all of them are Thunder-specific heroes, as some people are not always pleased about. So anyway, so we'll keep your eyes open for some Voting Gauntlet banners. Those would be coming at the end of November, the last few days of November, at the same time as the Voting Gauntlet login bonus. And so the other banner to be on the lookout for, we don't have anything data mined for it yet, so it's not coming in the next couple days, but it could be coming with the next data mine that we should be getting next Tuesday, is be on the lookout for the Winter's Envoy banner, which is the 2017 winter seasonal units with Winter Tharja, Winter Crom, Winter Lissa, and who's the fourth one? I'm blanking right now. Winter Robin, of course. So those four seasonal armor units that we got at the end of 2017. So I think those units will be in high demand. When those units came out, they were the first ones with bold inventory. They were really strong skills at the time. But at the time that banner was going, we didn't know how strong Bold Fighter was because Quick Riposte wasn't a sacred seal yet. So it wasn't as strong as it currently is in the meta. So that's definitely something that's changed since the last time we saw all of these units on a banner together. Of course, we've had all of them on legendary banners here and there, but those can be tough banners to be sniping for specific units and hoping for success for pulling for those units in a limited amount of summons. So yeah, those units are still really strong in the current meta. Ranged armors like Winter Tharja obviously score a little bit less in the arena than other units, but Winter Tharja is still a really, really strong unit a year later after her release. The other three armor units on that banner are also still really strong units in the current metagame, and I don't really expect that to change too soon, but you never know. It depends on the skills and whether the units are power crept by other units, and they kind of have been to some extent, especially the green armor units, the melee units on that banner that have a little bit lower BST than some of the units we get today, not with PRF weapons also definitely hurt those units' viability in the long run as well. So be on the lookout for that banner coming back. It's either coming back at the end of November or sometime, you know, in December, most likely overlapping the banner runtime last year, where it began, I guess, like in the middle of December and lasted till about the end of December. It's actually a pretty short banner last year. So look for that to come back, and we'll have to see if next month, if we get armor units on the most likely winter seasonal banner. So we'll just have to be on the lookout for that. So let's take a look at some other things that we know of on this calendar. So after the current Tempest Trials that we have ending, I guess on the 20th, I think it is, or maybe the 21st. So we have Grand Conquest beginning on the 21st Pacific time, and that'll be going for its standard 6 days. Have a Bound Hero Battle Revival in December. So that'll be between Selith, or it'll be the Selith and Julia Bound Hero Battle Revival. Remember, no banners come back for previous Bound Hero battles, just for new ones. So we'll just get the previous quests along with, I guess they don't have quests the first time they come out, but we'll just get the previous missions as well as some new quests to add on to that Bound Hero Battle Revival. The Voting Gauntlet, which I already mentioned, starts on December the 3rd, Pacific time. And then we have three heroes quests, so we should be getting three more free-to-play units added to our collection, and that'll be on December the 5th. So those are all of the things that they have made mention of on the calendar. We also have version 3.0 coming up, and we know that's coming up in December. That was teased in the recent Fae channel, so that seems like a certainty. No, we don't know if it's coming at the beginning of December. We don't know if it's coming in the middle or at the end of December. Most updates tend to be at the beginning of the month, but there's no way to know for sure. I think one thing that teases it that 3.0 is probably coming at the beginning of the month, is that the calendar doesn't display who the heroes are going to be at the beginning of December. And I don't think we've had that for a long, long, long time, that the calendar doesn't show whether it's new or seasonal heroes at the beginning of a month. I don't think it's that Intelligent Systems doesn't know. We know they plan their banners months and months in advance, that they need to do that sort of a thing. I think it's just that they don't want to give anything away. So more than likely, I would expect version 3.0 coming out. I think we're going to be getting that on the 8th of December Pacific Standard Time and the 9th everywhere else in the world, basically. And the new heroes will be dropping on the 10th Pacific Standard Time or the 11th in most other time zones. And I say those dates because we know that the new banner that's starting in just a few days, we know that runs until December the 10th. So that is just my my thoughts, is that usually banners go back to back like that. When one ends, another begins. There have been a couple of exceptions, like the Brave Heroes banner did go extend beyond when the next banner began. So it's possible they do something like that, and they could always try something like that just to throw us off a little bit, keep us from knowing exactly when a new update will come. But I am expecting, those are the dates that I'm expecting version 3.0 and new heroes, whether it be new or seasonal heroes, to be released. And just keep in mind, we usually get version updates a day and a couple hours before we get the new heroes. So usually if we know we're going to get new heroes on like the 9th of a month, then the update comes on the 7th, like several hours before. I'm talking about like in the United States anyway, it's like the night before the like a day and a night before the reset where we get new heroes, if that makes sense. So like 28 hours before. So I guess that's the easier way to say this. So that's what I would expect in terms of the new update and getting whatever types of heroes we get for the beginning of December. Just a little bit of speculation on that. I don't want to speculate on who they're going to be, but it's possible that the heroes that we get at the beginning of December are going to be related to Book 3 in version 3.0. We might get like a new protagonist, like we had Fjorm, or that could be more something related to the Legendary banner, whether it be November's Legendary banner coming up in, I guess, just a little over a week at this point, maybe like 2 weeks, or if that's going to be something that maybe we see at the end of December with a new protagonist featured as a Legendary hero. So that's a possibility. Another possibility is that we get seasonal heroes at the beginning of December. So maybe we have our winter units coming at the beginning of December. And I'm curious to see, are we going to get more armor units? Because it seems like for whatever reason, Halloween seems to have an armor theme to it. And, you know, last year we got 2 Halloween armor units, and this year we got another 2. Actually, we got 3 Halloween armor units. And then Halloween or Christmas last year, the winter units, we got 4 armor units. So we'll have to see if Halloween and Christmas, when you just put on a costume, if somehow that turns you into an armor unit, even if sometimes the costume is taking off clothes. So anyway, we'll have to look forward to that and see what ends up happening there. One other thing I wanted to point out is in terms of Legendary Heroes, that with the new Legendary Hero, we should be getting another, Legendary Hero challenge, the maps for the Legendary Hero, the Legendary Hero Battle. And I think this month we should be getting 2 additional Legendary Hero Battles with an Abyssal mode added on. So I don't think that we've had one yet for Legendary Lucina. So I think that's going to be coming, if I'm not mistaken. And I'm pretty sure that that Ryoma has not had one as well. So I think we're going to be getting 3 potentially new Abyssal maps, including the new hero that's going to be coming out for the Legendary Hero of November. So we'll have to see what ends up happening there. And the last thing I want to touch on is a few thoughts from Phil. Since he couldn't be on this episode, we talked about some of his ideas that he wanted to share. So a few other things he was also thinking that we are going to be getting something special, and most likely getting Book 3 in early December and getting something special for that first new banner at the beginning of December. So one of Phil's predictions is that we're going to be seeing a Beast Unit banner, which will be released in December. So we'll see if that ends up coming true. I think it's certainly a possibility at this point that, you know, it seems like one of the few completely unexplored territories for Fire Emblem Heroes in terms of new units is Beast Units. So we'll see if that's something that happens. And one more thing that both of us agree on is that it seems also like a certainty at this point that we should be seeing a Fae channel sometime before we get Book 3 in December. So I would have to project that we're going to be seeing a Fae channel sometime in early December, sometime after the Legendary banner starts in November, and between I guess December the 8th or so, when I'm predicting that we'll be seeing the new update coming out. So yeah, I would say maybe it's going to be like on December the 8th that we're going to see a Fae channel, or the 9th. Honestly, I'm getting kind of confused with all the dates in the schedule between Pacific Standard Time and other time zones. So I think it's going to be around the 8th or the 9th. I said that the new update is coming on the 8th. So I guess it's going to be in the United States. I'm projecting a Fae channel, I guess, on the 7th of December. And in other parts of the world, like in Europe or Asia, I guess it would be coming on the 8th in Japan and other places. So I guess that's what I would expect in terms of timing for that. And we would probably get that announced sometime in early December. So anyway, those are my thoughts on the upcoming calendar. I think that went through everything, and hopefully that helps you think about what is upcoming in Fire Emblem Heroes. In terms of the heroes that are going to be available that, you know, we know of and that we're expecting that are going to be available on banners, I don't think anything is really like fantastic in terms of the skill banners that we have coming out. The, you know, Brave Lynn, Brave Ike, Sigurd, all good heroes and definitely worth having if you don't have them. And Brave Ike's really good for fodder, of course, if you need more steady breath. But I think it's a little bit underwhelming in terms of the heroes that are available. So anyway, that's going to conclude everything for today. And so I'll invite you to please reach out and contact me and Phil. You can reach me at grepsteinfeh@gmail.com or Phil at phaeology@gmail.com. Or you can post on the subreddit at r/phaeology. And thank you for listening, and hope you schedule another appointment with your phaeologist soon.